The following episode of Shiny Osmond on Monday, January 26th, 2026 at 2 p.m.
This is KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM and streaming on the web at kgvm.org. I'm your host, Todd Mason, and this is Shiny Objects, new music for old listeners. If you find yourself stuck in that classic rock rut, then join me most Monday afternoons from 1 to 3 as we cover some great new rock music from the 2020s. So stick around, turn it up, and enjoy.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Getting common vaccines, such as those for shingles and the flu, may have benefits that go beyond protecting against their targeted viruses. In a recent meta-analysis of 21 studies involving more than 104 million participants, researchers found that the shingles vaccine was linked to a 24% reduced risk of dementia. Pneumonia, flu, and Tdap inoculations were also associated with lower dementia and Alzheimer's risks. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Findings from studies going back 25 years show that flu vaccines are correlated with reduced odds of having a heart attack or stroke, the New York Times reports. More recently, a 2025 Danish paper associated the RSV vaccine with fewer instances of hospitalization due to cardiovascular issues. Doctors have theories about these bonus benefits, which seem to be particularly impactful for older adults. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Helen Chu explained that vaccines reduce the inflammation caused by getting a virus, which in turn may lower the risk of other diseases or adverse health events. If you prevent the infection, you prevent this other damage, Dr. Chu said. A single nonpartisan court ballot initiative is moving forward for this year's November ballot. The two groups that put forward separate ballot initiatives to enshrine nonpartisan court races are now united behind the group named Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts. The ballot initiative, CI 132, was one of two nearly identical constitutional initiatives launched to counter a push by Republican leadership, including Republican state legislators and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte throughout the 2025 Montana legislature, to make changes to the state's judicial system, including allowing judges to run with partisan affiliation and to accept political party endorsements, which currently are prohibited by judicial ethics, although some judicial candidates had accepted endorsements. The two groups, Montanans for Fair and Impartial Judges and Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts, both brought ballot initiatives after the last legislative session to put the question to voters to enshrine nonpartisan judges and courts in Montana's Constitution. Those two proposals for CI 131 and CI 132, respectively, have been consolidated into one ballot initiative, CI 132. Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts is a coalition comprising multiple advocacy groups throughout the state, including Montana Federation of Public Employees, Big Sky 55 Plus, the ACLU of Montana, Forward Montana, and Catalyst Montana. The group gained endorsements from retired Montana Supreme Court Justices Mike McGrath and Pat Cotter, and lists more than 1,000 individual supporters on its website. The text of CI 132 proposes to amend Article 7 of the state's constitution by adding Section 12, Nonpartisan Judicial Elections. Judicial elections shall remain nonpartisan. The process to get the ballot initiative before voters has already hit some bumps, including a brief legal challenge against Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, whose office initially approved the ballot measure as legally sufficient, but then rewrote the language of the proposed ballot statement, arguing it did not inform voters what nonpartisan meant. Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, which strongly rejected the Republican AG's language, with the majority saying it injected politics into a straightforward proposition. Montanans for Nonpartisan Courts launched signature-gathering efforts for CI 132 in December and will spend the next 5 months talking with voters across the state about the importance of nonpartisan judicial elections. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
KGVM thanks the Wax Museum for their support of our programming. The Wax Museum is Bozeman's home of vintage sounds on new and used vinyl, CDs, and cassettes. You can shop at the Wax Museum at 533 East Mendenhall, just 2 blocks from the KGVM studios. You can reach the Wax Museum by phone at 406-404-1617, or you can find them on Facebook. Thanks, Wax Museum!
Same when I find myself swimming in your ocean. Do you need help? Information about resources such as emergency food, housing, financial, or other social assistance? Simply dial 211 and get connected with a trained professional for information and referrals to available resources. Montana 211 is a free, confidential service available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to connect people in need with people who can help. Those experiencing emotional stress, are in crisis, suicidal, or worried about someone can also call this number to reach a trained crisis counselor. 211 in southwestern Montana is answered by the Help Center. Go to montana211.org for more information.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A building where the rock star Prince once went to school is now becoming a place where people can go for help during emergencies. The building in South Minneapolis is no longer a school. Today, it houses the Sabathany Community Center, which has a food bank, senior activities, green job training, and other programs.
They've been doing a lot of great services, so they really are like the heart of South Minneapolis.
Bharat Balyan works for the city of Minneapolis and is helping Sabathany become what's known as a resilience hub. The center is adding a geothermal heating and cooling system, and with support from the utility XL Energy, it's installing solar panels and batteries. Most of the time, the system will send solar energy to the power grid. But if the grid goes down during a storm or other disaster, the solar and battery system will provide power directly to Sabathany, so residents can go there to charge phones and medical devices and shelter from dangerous heat or cold. And afterward, Sabathany will be a place where people can get information about recovery programs and services.
So that's really a big thing we were looking forward to, like having that trusted place they can really go.
So people in South Minneapolis can stay safe as climate change causes more extreme weather. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I was talking to Johnny about the shape I'm in.
Beach, feet in the sand, I call your name, you take my hand. Clouds in the west, over the bay, my mouth is dry, MDMA. Let's go down to the water. Let's go all in. If the world burns down, opens at the seams, well, I hope you know you were it for me. If the way it goes against our dreams, if I never told you you were it for me. There's fear in the air, uncertainty, got the windows down, it's just you and me. Conversation and one more drink, your mouth and heart are all I need. So let's go down to the water, I'll go all in. If the world burns down, opens at the seams, well, I hope you know you were it for me. If the way it goes, goes again, I don't wanna lose.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1921. That was the day Sid Hatfield and 22 other defendants went on trial for the murder of Detective Albert Feltz. Hatfield was chief of police in Matewan, West Virginia, when the United Mine Workers came to Mingo County to organize coal workers. The Stone Mountain Coal Company moved to smash union activity. They brought in Baldwin Feltz detectives to evict union miners from company housing. Hatfield supported the miners' right to organize and urged locals to arm themselves. He confronted the detectives at the train depot as they were leaving town for the evening about the evictions they had just carried out. The detectives presented Hatfield with a phony arrest warrant. Surrounded by armed miners, a gun battle ensued, leaving at least 7 detectives and 4 townspeople dead in what is referred to as the Matewan Massacre. The trial was set in the Mingo County seat of Williamson, where Baldwin Feltz agents lined the streets to intimidate those sympathetic to Hatfield and the others. The prosecution hoped to prove that Feltz's murder was premeditated and used the testimony of paid spies who had previously attempted to gain Hatfield's trust and friendship. According to historian James Green, author of The Devil Is Here in These Hills, the ACLU had advised defense attorneys to turn the trial into a prosecution of the coal operators by introducing in evidence the entire record of their conspiracy to deny the citizens of West Virginia of their legal rights. The defense successfully discredited these paid agents and won acquittal. When Hatfield and his deputies arrived back in Matewan, they were greeted as heroes by the entire town. Hatfield, however, had a target on his back and would be gunned down a year later, sparking a coal war which ended with the Battle of Blair Mountain. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than 4.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
Thank you. couldn't tell you about the way it feels to love a land that you know so well, to want so bad that it hurts like hell. It's the kind of love you can only find when you lose yourself and you lose your pride, and you pick up all the little things to put together something great. Something great. But hey, baby, we're here tonight. Let's sit outside by the firelight and listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey, baby, we'll never die. Forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Been more clear to me. There's reds and grays and blues and greens, and the ones we choose to stick with most seem to be the ones we know. And I swear she knows me better than a summer's fling or a lifelong friend. A lifelong friend. Hey, baby, we're here tonight. Let's sit outside by the firelight. Listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey, baby, we'll never die. Forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. How? Listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey, baby, we'll never die. Forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. How-hoo. Sunrise and slept there.
till you see the moon. Boy, you're never gonna change again. You pick the right girl and you settle right in singing. Boy, you're never gonna change again. You made a good bet and you put it all in your set. You set on the tide. Girl, and you settle right in singing. Boy, you're never gonna change again. You made a good bet and you put it all in your set. Set on the time. Blue eyes and red wine. Blue eyes and red.
KGVM is grateful for the support of Live from the Divide, a performance and event space located at 626 East Peach Street in Bozeman. They host concerts in an intimate 50-person room, and they have spaces that can be rented for events. Upcoming shows at Live from the Divide include Briscoe for two shows on Sunday, February 1st, Lana Marie Schiffer for an album release party on Friday and Saturday, February 20th and 21st, J.D. Graham on Saturday, March 21st, Bob Sumner on Wednesday, March 25th, and many more. You can find schedules, details, and more information at livefromthedivide.com. Long live the songwriter.
She slammed the door, but my foot got in the way. Oh, girl, you ain't leaving today.
And all the thoughts that she put in my brain.
Oh, these times that God has perplexed. It's like the fear is driving you. You don't know what comes next. It's just like loving, healing, that spiritual thing. It's just like love. Ooh, ooh, you make my heart wanna sing.
Thank you. sleeping. When it's time for a bird to fly. When it's time for a bird to fly, when it's time for a bird to fly. When it's time for a bird to fly, when it's time for a bird to fly. Time for a bird, time for a bird to fly. When it's time for a bird to fly. Time for a bird, time for a bird to fly. When it's time for a bird to fly. Time for a bird, time for a bird to fly.
It's time for a bird to fly.
But there's something about the way you hold my hand that makes me feel at home. Isn't it obvious? You're not age appropriate. But there's something about the way we listen to music that makes me hear it different.
Somebody